Welcome to Barely Filtered, hosted by us. I'm Aurora Culpo, star of the HBO Max show, The Culpo Sisters. Don't tell my sisters I said so. I'm a recently divorced mom of two living in Los Angeles with my ex-husband. I'm part granola mom, part glamorous jet setter.
I'm Kristen Gaffney, also a mom, a startup nerd who modeled for Sports Illustrated Swimsuit and the founder and CEO of Super Chew. I always like to microdose my coffee before I hit up carpool.
Welcome to Barely Filtered,
our safe space.
Here, we discuss health and wellness, becoming a grown-ass woman, and what's going on in this crazy world. And while we don't agree on everything, we do agree on this.
We want you to live your best f***ing life.
I feel like we're going to have a very productive day.
I know, I'm happy. Although I love interviewing people with you or talking to other people, I actually selfishly just want you to myself.
I know. Right?
Yeah.
My sensory issues are gone. I mean, I'm gonna crush this episode, I think.
Don't set yourself up for a
failure. You know what? In other news, I bought you a present.
Ooh, what's the occasion, baby?
Well, kind of your birthday, kind of seasonal, kind of fun.
Seasonal? Is it a flying witch with a broom for Halloween?
Maybe.
Oh my God, is it?
Yeah.
Stop it. Did I get it? Mm-hmm. How'd you get it so fast?
I bought the last two.
Stop it. From where?
Don't worry about it.
I won't. I won't worry about it. And I really, really won't worry about it. Cotty is known for going hard on Halloween. In fact, I would venture to say that that's your, like,
it's my thing.
That's your thing. Halloween, you're not, like, festive on every holiday.
I love Halloween.
Lisa has tchotchkes for every single holiday?
Did you come to my house? Did you go to her house when we were cleaning it out?
No. Oh my God, you did that?
Yes.
Wow, you're a good friend.
Yeah, you didn't show up.
I don't think I was invited.
No, I don't think you were, but we showed up. She had decorations for the dumbest holidays I'd ever seen.
But like
some of which I was like, what? They sell stuff for this?
But even the ones that matter, like, it's the most obscure.
Like Labor Day. Like,
who thought of this? Like, or like the mantle, like there's, now I'm blanking on some of the weird shit I've seen over there. But I'm like, where do you get this? And but she must organize it in a way because she's on top of it. Like she has them out before the holiday.
Oh my gosh.
Hits.
Yeah. 4th of July, like a whole thing for 4th of July, President's Day, where I was like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if she did President's Day, but yeah, she goes hard.
You go hard on Halloween.
But I also.
But you're like kind of sick and twisted.
Yeah, I like to go dark.
Like
hard.
you go like dark. Were you always like that? Like where does that come from? Like did your parents.
No.
Do a lot of decorations on. When did you get like that? When did you realize that was your thing?
I don't know. You know, Halloween has always kicked off fall. Fall's my favorite season.
Me too.
I love fall.
Me too.
Like when I see the billboards that are like pumpkin time, I'm like, hallelujah.
Wait, speaking of which, I don't want to lose this thought. I want to come back to it. But I was watching Orange County Housewives last night. And the one girl, I thought it was funny, woman, was like, I hate fall. I don't like the colors brown. I don't like orange. I don't like pumpkins. Like she had all these reasons why she hates fall. And she hates Halloween. And I was like, it was absurd, but also hilarious. Like, I was like, I've never heard anyone say that they don't like fall.
No, she's a fucking monster.
I know.
She's a monster.
I know.
I
love fall. Okay, so you love fall.
I love
fall. That's
Halloween kicks off the whole season. You got Halloween, then Thanksgiving. You're always decorating and taking down and decorating and taking down.
It's also kind of like Libra season. It is. You love Libras.
God, I do. I'm surrounded. Mike, yeah. Lola, yeah. Teddy, yeah. You.
I meant to tell Leanne that actually when she was asking us. We were just on Leanne's podcast, Cotty's sister, sister-in-law, Leanne Kreischer, who has a podcast called Wife of the Party.
Yep.
We were just on that and she was asking Cotty and I like how we met and why we're friends and why we've stayed friends and all these things, which like were sort of like, like therapy questions. But it was interesting to answer. But I forgot to tell her that I have the same birthday as your other. Well, are you guys still? Would you say Vicky's always going to be your best friend, too?
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that.
So
Cotty's best friend from college,
high school and college.
You guys both went to SMU. So her friend Vicky has the same birthday as me. So I meant to tell Leanne that it's like it's there's something cosmic about that also.
Wait, Vicky has the same birthday as you. Mm-hmm. Her parents, doctor and nurse.
No way.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
You know, yesterday I was with I'm really good friends with my brother-in-law's ex-girlfriend's sister.
Wait, hold on. Your brother-in-law's.
Okay, so remember the ex-girlfriend of Jason's that Jenny stalked?
Oh, that brother-in-law. I thought you were talking about.
So my brother-in-law Jason's ex-girlfriend's sister. I'm really close with her because we have kids in sixth grade. And, and she's just funny. But her dad's a doctor and her mom's a nurse. And it was just weird, like we were putting all these parallels together. I was like, that's crazy. I don't know that like her sister's anything like my sister, but it just sort of like yesterday we put it all together. Yeah. Okay, so when did your sadistic like...
Okay, so here's the thing. I was never dark. Thing. I was never dark and weird with Halloween.
Okay.
I was always very playful. Pumpkins, witches, surfacey.
Vampires.
You know? Vampires. Oh, a skeleton. So I was very surfacey, fun, kid friendly. Mm-hmm. Then I think my excitement for the holiday kind of, you know, rolled into Mike and Ted getting into it. Mm-hmm. So then they became super obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that took us flying and down like, into the hole of fury.
So
with
they
it.
Like they like scary stuff.
Soul sucker.
But like, did you like the feeling of freaking Ted out, or like he always was into it?
He's always been into it.
So were you in? Were you into like horror? No, or anything not like at that all. Before? Was Mike?
I mean, he'll watch it. Yeah, he'll watch. But he's like, he is like. Can pull a name out of a hat and watch anything. Like, he is all over the map. Like, not rom-coms or anything like that, but, like historical stuff, horror, you know, stuff that typically... Yeah. He'll watch most things.
Yeah.
And then Ted had... Since Ted turned, like, three, he got into scary shit.
Yeah,
and it was kind of like, huh. Like, for Christmas, he wanted a scary granny doll. Scary granny doll is, like... I mean, it's like an old grandmother with a bloody bat.
It's like nightmare.
It's weird.
Nightmare. Dom still talks about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and he has another friend. They have this thing on the iPad. It's called Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
Where you see, it's like a video of what you're looking at, like your surroundings, but then a ghost will appear, like a translucent figure will appear and talk to you. And it's kind of like kinky and weird where I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
But he loves it. And he has one friend that hasn't slept alone since they downloaded the game. But anyway, so they took this weird turn on Halloween where it became a little sadistic and weird. And I was like, I was like, you know what? If it evokes that feeling in him, that I go, let him roll with it. If he wants a soul sucker on the yard.
So, but I mean, it's weird. Would you say it's more them or you? Because I think you're into it.
I mean.
You go hunting like early on.
Oh, I do.
Did those skeletons ever come back to Home Depot?
They did. They sold out August 12th or something. But I have
stop.
I have Mike's brother just looking stop. In Missouri for them.
Just stop. Like last year, they went on sale in like July or something.
Well,
why can't they just make more?
Okay, so St. Louis
what
is like
the problem.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Why, like,
but the heat of those have gone down.
No, for sure. So
because.
You can
What? You can get them on OfferUp for the same price now.
Well, because people are like, I'm good with
last
without
year it was
having
like
my,
900.
My, what are they, 14 feet?
They're 12.
12.
So Home Depot came out with this huge line of all 12-foot decorations. So they've got a witch. They've got a, like a crypt keeper. They've got, and I was talking to my sister-in-law, Callie, and she lives in a neighborhood that is like hardcore Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, the witch is the best one.
Oh.
They came out with it last year.
Stop.
It like moves, it lights, it looks like it's gravitating. Stop. Like she's like, it's the best one. She's like, the skeletons, meh. She's like, they don't light up. So it's like cool during the day, but it's just like, meh.
Stop.
So I was like, what? The witch? And then she showed
Is
me the witch.
Is this going to be like another massive present you give me where I have like nowhere to put it? I just took the water slide down yesterday, which my kids loved.
Ugh, it's every weekend. I'm so annoyed with it.
But are you taking it down and putting it back up? You just leave it up.
I've done it a few times.
It looks so hideous.
It's so gross.
It is so hideous.
Like, why couldn't they
I
do,
took it
like,
down and Dron came home yesterday. He was like, oh, my God. It looks so gorgeous out here.
I know.
Anyway, I'm excited if you did get me the witch.
I did.
Fingers crossed.
It's in the car.
That's what's in your
trunk. You know why it's in the car today?
Why?
Because tomorrow's September 1st.
And?
Well, you could have 2 months to celebrate. I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
I wait till mid-September, usually like September 16th. On the September 17th is when my decorations are going up.
So will the kids' birthdays be a like Halloween theme?
Poor Tad. He always gets Halloween themed birthday.
Well, that or you have to throw a party to like show off your goods.
Yeah, like Ted's parties have always revolved around like when his first party, the takeaways were I made a pumpkin patch and then did carving kits. So like the to-go bag was you get the kids went to the faux pumpkin patch I made, grabbed a pumpkin and a carving kit and took it home.
Oh, I saw that.
And it's like October 17th, so it's perfect timing to actually carve a pumpkin.
I actually did that with last year at your house, and I forgot the pumpkin was in there for like 2 weeks.
I had like 15 pumpkins left over.
No, but it was in my trunk, and I was like, oh, this. Ew. I left it in my trunk. I forgot about it. Switching topics. You were just saying to me, mentioning while you were eating your Slim Jim, that you know people who used to eat cotton?
Oh.
Or wool?
Wait, so rewind.
Yeah.
I've been keto this week. I'm not eating cotton. Just to clarify. But I am eating keto, down 4.5 pounds, whatever, no big deal.
Cholesterol up 100.
Probably. Yeah, I'm not going to be doing blood work anytime soon.
Okay, okay.
But anyway, so I was saying, I've never, honestly, this is really bizarre, but I've never had beef jerky or a Slim Jim.
You've had beef jerky.
No, I haven't.
Like a slice? Mm-mm. This is more like a pepperoni stick.
Well, it's a smoked snack stick that you should rip and rip.
It's like White Claw, whatever, where it's like alcohol. They won't tell you what kind of alcohol. They're like, it's just alcohol.
Isn't that bizarre?
It's just a snack.
So this is just a meaty little snack.
Okay.
But anyway, this is like, I remember growing up being like, that's what the models eat. And I'm like, what?
But why?
I don't know.
Models eat Slim Jims?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're eating Slim Jims. I think they're eating beef jerky.
Just protein. Yeah.
Yeah, they snack on these.
Which then took you to the topic.
130 calories. I mean, they taste a little funny. I'm not going to lie.
It's like vitamin E at the end.
How is there sugar? Like, I don't even know. Ew. Oh, my God.
What?
It's not one animal.
Multitude of animals.
It's like a farmhouse in a Ziploc. It's a cow and a pig mixed together.
Delish. Wait, so then it made you start talking about...
Yes, when I went to New York to dance in like right before high school.
When I was in the ballet.
When I was in the New York City
See, this
ballet.
Is what happens in these chairs. I'm like, what do I do?
I know,
what
it's
do
I comfy. Do? I feel locked in.
Tuck me in.
When I went to New York to dance, I went for like a week or two on scholarship to figure out like, you know, a lot of the girls I went with are like Rockettes now. Like they followed through. But...
Really?
Swear to God. I follow one girl on Instagram. Her name's Nicole, and she has 4 kids, and she just retired from being a Rockette, and she was older than me. So she was a Rockette into her mid-40s, I think.
Whoa.
Yeah, but anyway, we got to one studio, and I learned that ballet dancers ate cotton.
Like cotton from, like, Target? Like cotton balls?
I don't know. I never saw anyone do it. But they were like, oh, yeah, they all eat cotton. Now, you also put lamb's wool on your feet when you put on point shoes, which is, like a more oaty cotton.
Yeah.
It's, like, so hairy, though.
A little more, like,
but anyway, if you
gristly.
Eat it, I guess it passes easily.
I'm not a doctor. Who was giving you this information?
Another dancer.
She's like, I don't do it, but.
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly how I'm saying it. She's like, well, I mean, I don't do it, but I can tell you right now, half of these girls have eaten cotton this morning. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, it's easy to swallow. You wet it and swallow it. And then once it's in your stomach, if you drink liquids, it expands and keeps you full. So you stay thin. You don't grow boobs. I was like, that's too much.
So you starve yourself, but with feeling full.
Yes.
Lovely.
Never tried it.
What a sweet little trick.
You should try it next week.
The easy to pass thing I don't buy either.
Like, I don't buy that.
Like that
we should Google
like,
that. That seems
that
weird.
That seems like a very like problematic gastro issue.
Like that seems... Think about when you have hangnails or
like
dry
skin.
Really?
I eat pennies.
Wait.
They're easy to pass.
No,
they
but think about like
and they're easy to pass.
Think about when you have like hangnails and dry skin on your hand when you touch like a cotton ball and it all strings. You're like, ah.
It makes my molars feel weird. You know?
Makes my molars. shied a
you
cotton,
know what,
please.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I have a gold tooth, and sometimes when I drink wine, it feels funny. I'm like, oh, it's on fire.
You
again.
Have a gold tooth? Huh? Is it like shiny gold?
Yeah, it's like it was presented to me in a jewelry box. It's
stop
gold
it.
Tooth. Yeah.
Show it to me.
Lola calls it my fancy
Let
tooth.
Let me see. Why was it presented to you in a jewelry box?
Because it's fucking gold.
Wait, why did you get a gold tooth?
Oh, exactly. I cried when they gave it to
Wait,
me.
Wait, this is amazing.
What?
You have a gold tooth.
I don't think anyone besides my
really
kids know I have a gold tooth. Thank
but
you.
Why is it not porcelain?
Because I got it maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was born with no enamel on my uh-huh. teeth. We talked
Which
about
I finally
on Leanne's.
Realized
yeah.
that you're not lying about. Okay.
No.
Okay.
And my molars are really tiny. So when they went to go fit me for one, they went to go make the porcelain one. Mm. They're like, oh, it's not going to fit. They assumed it wouldn't be a big deal if I got a gold one. Mm-hmm. But when they showed it to me, I started hysterically crying. I was like, I don't want gold teeth. And here I am. So when I drink red wine, sometimes it feels...
It feels a little metal-y, a little metallic.
A little tickly.
So did you not have a choice?
No.
How old were you?
I was in college. I had an emergency root canal.
Who decided gold?
My dentist in Florida.
Was he like, you're going to love this?
He was like, it's gold. I was like, I know. Can I have a minute? And I made him step out and I like processed it.
But then did he say you can't have porcelain?
Yeah.
Because why? It wouldn't fit right?
Mm-hmm.
Only gold.
Turns out I got a porcelain one right in front of it a few years ago. Mm. And it's a bitch.
What do you mean?
Like I got a cross bite going on.
Oh.
It just doesn't
fit right.
Was that
guy like, I don't know why that guy did gold.
It was like... I mean, I went in like 3 times to get it shaved.
Are you scared that you may potentially have to go all gold at some point?
I mean, it's a real party trick. Lola's like, let me see your teeth.
I'm going to cry because it's kind of amazing. I've never known this.
You've never known I have a gold tooth?
It's epic. I thought you were lying. You like to lie sometimes.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm a liar.
Okay, so you're going to tan after this. We like to talk about tanning. So,
I'm going to Beyonce tomorrow night.
Oh.
I know.
With who?
Nicole, my friend Nicole.
Just the two of you? You're wearing all silver?
I'll show you
You're
my...
You're supposed to wear silver because it's her birthday.
Tomorrow is? I should get her something.
Beyonce?
Yeah.
I don't know if tomorrow's her actual birthday, but this whole... What is she doing a week?
I don't know.
This whole week here, she's been saying... Or is it the whole tour? Wear silver.
I don't know.
No, for
I'm
real.
Not, I'm not part of the Beehive. I thought Everybody, it was tomorrow night... I don't know, though.
Everybody, like, at these L.A. dates is wearing silver. My friend is going, and she was, like, desperately looking. Oh, no, she's going on the 4th.
Beyonce, Los Angeles. I mean, what would you do if I showed up in, like, her Renaissance outfit?
You should just be, like, the Tin Man.
I just walk in, I'm like, grunge, grunge. I mean, have you ever Googled, like, sequinced clothing?
Just get, like,
it's
a
It's so
dream.
Gross.
No, but it doesn't have to be sequins. There's so much silver stuff at Zara right now. It looks like you've
oh
just
God,
been, like,
they have
dipped,
an entire, I
dipped
ordered,
in silver.
I ordered maybe, like, $900 worth of Zara clothing,
yeah.
all silver.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to get here in time. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to wear it.
Oh, so you did order silver.
I did, but
you
I
were
think...
like, you were, like, on the tip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you may or may not wear silver.
If it gets here, I will.
Oh. Okay. Interesting. Beyonce. All right. Well, will you report back? I need to know if you enjoy.
I'm with sure. my look.
Have you seen her before?
No.
Oh.
No.
I would go to that show.
I would.
I'm just not like a crazy, like just like the Taylor Swift thing. I'm not like crazy, like must be there type of girl.
No, not at all. I yeah. really hope it's not 3.5 hours.
I don't think so.
Where well,
is it?
And I'm
is
on
it
the
SoFi?
SoFi and I'm on the floor and I'm like.
No seats? Oh, there are seats.
There
but
are
no
seats.
No one's going to sit.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'll be like a squatting duck. Like, you know yeah. I'm going to have to take breaks.
I think you should just be the Tin Man and call it a day. It'd be easy. Go to Home Depot and get, like, some, like, insulation, like, arms.
Arms. Be like, hello! So I'm going to go tanning after this.
Okay, so I tanned this weekend. What?
I'm wearing white pants.
Oh, God. You'll just have to walk out of there with no pants on. Is your shirt long enough?
My shirt's long enough.
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
We'll see.
It's, like, 2 steps. I've walked out of there in weird compromising...
I'll just grab clothes at home and go back. Anyway, so you went tanning?
I went tanning this weekend. Duran took the older boys somewhere, and I had Dom with me, my youngest. And I was like, and I think I remember, like, years ago, I had tried to take Luca with me to spray tan in a booth. And they were like, sorry, kids, like, I think legally, like, I don't actually know, but that you can't go in there unless you're 18 because, you know, it's, like, harmful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I tried to take Luca before, but I'm like, there's always like these young girls working in there. They're like from out of state. They're like super nice. And I'm like, I'm just going to take Dom with me and just try to like, just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do the Versa. Yeah. Like, and then we just both walk back. So I was like, Versa, like, what's your name? I was like, you know, told them my name. They're like, level three? I was like, yeah. And they're like, okay, it's all ready. So we go back, lock the door. You know, I'm getting undressed. And Dom's like, whoa, this thing's like talks. And it's like, you know, it's like, get into your first
welcome
position.
Welcome to Versa spot.
So I do the, I like have the shower cap. I do the whole thing. I'm standing there. It's like first pass. And I was like, gee, you know. And then I turn and I'm like, does it again. I'm like, I'm like, get through all four passes. And I'm like, then it's like, ready for your drying session. I'm like, hold on. I was like, I'm dry. I'm like, I'm pretty much dry except my face, you know, how dark my face gets. So like, then I call them in. They're like, well, let's try it again.
Like, oh, no.
Well, is there a solution? And they're like, no, no, let's just try it again. They like didn't check the solution. So we tried again. And
are you naked?
I put like a towel around me.
Oh, okay.
And, but my butt was like peeking out. And then after the second time, I was like, still nothing. They're like, oh, we're out of solution. And then she's like, do you want the other girl to spray you? I'm like, well, I don't care. Just put more solution. They're like, we don't have any. So I was like, fine, let the other girl spray me. We'll do it for free, like whatever. I was like, okay, so we go into the other room. Dom comes into the other room and like, I'm like, all right, spray me. Which by the way is kind of dope. It ended up being kidding. Good. So then before we start, Dom's like, he like goes like this to me. Like, he's like, in my ear, he's like, is she allowed to see your privates?
God, I love him.
And I was like, yes, she's allowed. And he was like, like, I don't think, like, there's no real rule that, like, it's like, nobody can see your privates except the spray tan.
Our pediatrician is always like, who's allowed to see your privates?
Like, is she allowed? And then I was like, yeah. And then, you know, I get, and he keeps watching, like, he was just like, this is some weird shit. Like, it's almost like the first time I took Luca to watch me do Botox. He was like, what's happening to this person?
Is she allowed to see your private?
So anyway, she's pan sprayed me like for free. They added some free tans to my account. Of course, she was so nice. I tipped her and actually would do that again. It was pretty dope.
Wait a minute. Tan. I want to do the spray.
Yeah. When she hand sprays you. So fast. So great.
And it's not as drippy and like.
No. It was actually kind of epic. I think I might move into that arena.
No, but I have four sitting in my account now.
They might like transfer Versa. Them into that.
Maybe. I'll go ask them.
She did three like layers of it.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
And did rapid. So I only had to keep it on like 4 hours. Because you just feel so dirty like waiting
feel
for it to
filthy.
Develop.
And then you've got like the drip down
the
your neck.
Oh, yeah. So because it was a hot day. So then when I took my shirt off before showering, it was like drips.
You look like a human candle.
Yeah, because you don't put a bra on.
Wait.
But yeah, it was funny. But anyways, it was great. I think that's our new move.
All right. I'm going to go do it after this. Wait, do you know once you pull that witch out, you're going to like spark an excitement in your kids of being like, let's go to Spirit Halloween?
Oh, well, I got a 10
where are you gonna
foot
put it?
Skeleton from like Oriental Trading Company last year.
Oh, yeah, I saw
year,
this.
Which was like, fine. It was, if like the Home Depot one is a 10, that one's like a 7.5. Like it's fine.
Yeah.
It's tall.
Is it light up?
But it's like the skeleton of a skeleton. Like it's like the bones are like half the size. You know what I mean? Yeah, the eyes light up and it goes ho 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 ho.
Where do you put all this stuff?
I put it in in the yard, really. I don't have a front yard. My yard, like where the grass is.
Why don't you
outside the guest room?
I just envisioned you putting the witch in that corner of that top area.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, you know what I do? I sometimes put I have some like weird spooky skeleton heads that talk to you when you like move.
Where do you get all this? Why are you hiding out on? Really?
I don't have a ton of stuff. Target has some good stuff, but it gets wiped out so fast. In fact, we should do a trip to Target because I bet you right now we'd still be. Is that your memory from last week?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I wonder if Target. This is like
Target
a booming business right now.
Yeah.
Is Halloween shopping.
Yeah, you should start your own line. I just don't understand like 4 years later that skeleton from Home Depot is still sold out.
I kind of want to get the talking skeleton heads.
Oh, yeah, they're dope.
But see, I order everything online from Target.
Me too.
And then have it delivered and then it shows up and it's like an eighth of the size I thought it was.
I did that once where it was like a skeleton dog and I was like, this is going to be dope. And it came and it was like literally like a figurine.
I've done it so much where I'm like, great, I'll put this next
for
to this
that,
thing.
I do all online from Target, but for that kind of stuff.
You got to go see it.
You got to go see it. So what I had done, I had got a few skeletons, like just probable skeletons from there. in person, and then I knew I liked them, and I ordered more online.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. For Halloween, you should also, we need to get spider webs that are, gross. No, we're not going to like.
The kind you eat, and they expand in your stomach, and then we're going to be really thin
for Thanksgiving. No, get the spider webs that light up, the purple and orange ones. Yes.
With the lights.
To go around like the perimeter of your upper deck, and then put the witch there and your skeleton so that people driving can all see it.
Yeah, that's dope.
But can your family see anything up there?
What do you mean? If I did it on the back side or the front side?
The back side. I would flank your front gate with two skeletons.
Yeah, you should come over and
I need
consult.
To come over and consult, yeah, and then we'll take photos.
I know,
I do.
Yeah. So I've been wanting to ask if you've seen this thing. It's like, I've been like targeted on Instagram, and so I ended up buying it. It's called Armra Colostrum.
How is someone selling their colostrum?
Okay, it's powderized.
Ew. No, oh, that's even
hear
better.
Hear me out.
Okay, go ahead.
So it's like supposed to help with inflammation and bloat and like metabolism and all these things. I mean, and I was like, colostrum, that's like off-putting. I'm like, and then I kind of just wanted to look away and like, let me buy like the small trial pack and just like do it, like see if it's good. All these people were like raving about it.
Okay.
But I'm kind of convinced that you could like rave about anything on Instagram and people would just follow you like into the mist. Like if you had a good enough like marketing
for sure.
and just kept incessantly like posting it, people would be like, fine. But I did get it and I've been putting it, you put it in cold water or cold whatever. Or you just, like, pound it. It's powderized.
Oh, you drink? Oh, no, no.
And I've noticed such a difference, like, in, like, I just feel like you're, like, everything. Because I'm not, like, a probiotic person. I always feel like anytime I've taken pills, like, probiotic, that, like, it, like, messes with my stomach, doesn't really help me. So this stuff I've been putting in my water, like, pretty regularly, and I feel like it's made me so regular. I feel like my stomach's, like, flatter. I don't think I'm, like, losing weight from it. But I actually am, like, into it. It might be psychosomatic. I don't know. And so last night, I'm, like, almost out of it. And I was like, let me just, like, look. I mean, colostrum, right? And it's, like, bovine. It's, like, milk in here. And, it says there's milk in it. And it's from bovine. So cow, right?
I don't know.
Okay, bovine is cow. Because the collagen powder I get, like, because I put collagen in different things.
Oh, it's colostrum from a cow?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Obviously.
I was like, you don't even know what this woman looks like.
So the collagen I use is bovine, and then this is bovine. But so it was like, it's like colostrum is what's, it's the first, I think it's up to 72 hours of the milk that you produce. I mean, it's they call it the same thing in humans. And it's like supposed to contain, it's like a superfood, supposed to contain like all the,
I want
to
try it.
Blueprints for like, see, I thought you would be so grossed out.
I'm really now that I know it's from an animal.
Yeah. But they're collecting it and then they powderize it. And the one I got was unflavored because I'm just like putting it in like water, but they make like an orange and like a watermelon one. Like,
but how do they know it's colostrum?
Well, how do they're saying they're collecting it from like cows who have just given birth. Yeah.
That turned my stomach a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, that's...
How do they know? What if it's just like, not to be gross, but like...
Go to their website.
Pus. well, I mean, cows...
It explains it. It tells you like...
How much is it?
The farm that they're on. How like, it's not cheap.
How have I not been pitched this? I'm like a lab rat for marketing on Instagram.
I don't know. You'll see it everywhere.
I literally just bought something you shower with, and I'm not really even sure what you do with it.
I just like placed my second order. Like, I'm like, do it.
Does it taste like anything?
You know how, like, when you have a baby, they're like, it doesn't matter if you breastfeed for, like, as long as they get the milk from the first, like, week or two, that gives them the immunity they need.
Yeah.
So, like, I sort of believe, like, I feel like there's something to that.
I wonder if we can get human colostrum instead.
But we're, like, going to turn into cows. We're like, moo. Human colostrum. No, but I'm like, don't their babies need it? And we're just, like, taking it from them.
Oh, my God, you're such a dick. You're taking all the colostrum from the calves.
I'll bring you a little packet of it, but I think you'll like it. It's weird. I don't know if it's psychosomatic. I actually want you to try it because I think it's kind of doing something.
Oh, I remember any like sore you had on your, well, I never had sores on my face, but like, you know, like
no, anything. The eyes. Like if the baby had like an eye infection, you like squirt some breast milk in there.
Yeah.
Liquid gold.
It's liquid freaking
but
gold.
But I feel like the baby nurses that we had would say that about breast milk in general, not just the colostrum.
Yeah,
And the word colostrum is kind of just like very off-putting. I mean, they had to think long and hard before they put that on the market. They're like, how are we going to like market this? But they had to be transparent about it, because if somebody was like, wait, it's colostrum? Like it says Armra colostrum.
Like, why did they could have given colostrum another name in general?
Right?
Like
superfood?
Like what?
Give me, I don't know. What would be yours? Pitch me.
Whipped miracles, or I don't know. Anything.
Creamed corn.
Like, I don't know. Ugh. So many sweet things.
You want to see my ham hock?
ham hock.
You got to try it, though. I really actually think you'll like it. Especially, I was thinking of you because you were like...
Inflammation?
Yeah, because you were saying you were feeling inflammation.
I think I need
to correct... Which everyone feels inflammation.
Though. Correct the issue from the inside out.
I don't know. I'm kind of into it. I feel
All right,
like,
I'm going to order it right now, actually.
I feel like it...
Do I just Google colostrum?
You win colostrum. So I haven't been sleeping good the last few nights. Have you? I think it's because of the like moon and retrograde. Duran hasn't been either, so I feel like it's a thing, but I don't know.
No, my sleep score from last night...
Yeah.
What was it? My sleep score was... poor. A score of a 50. I think that's an F, technically.
Do you, like, I feel like...
I was awake for 34 minutes.
So I feel like I... Do you ever have that feeling where you're, like, sleeping, but you're, like, never... You're not totally asleep. Like, I'm, like, the last two or three nights, I felt like I was, like, sleeping, but, like, not, like, nourishing, like, not deeply asleep.
My watch says, you slept long enough, but your body did not recharge very well. As a result, you may tire more easily.
Yeah, because it doesn't actually know how deeply you were sleeping.
Yeah, it does. Of course it does.
Well, then how does it know that
Deep
you didn't
sleep,
recharge?
Deep sleep, I had an hour and 16.
Is that normal? That seems like not enough.
No.
Oh.
Deep sleep, I had an hour 16. Light, I had four hours 38. REM, I had an hour 54, which that's good.
Mm.
REM is really the zombie mode. We're like...
Dom last night was like... Dom's out of my bed. He's brought his mattress onto my floor in my room, and he's sleeping there. But
the Kreischer way.
It's
that's
progress.
What we all did.
It's progress.
Who cares?
Yeah. But last night, in the middle of the night, sometimes he'll make noise when he sleeps, like if he's dreaming. But last night he was like giggling in his sleep. It was the cutest thing ever. I'm like,
wait,
I wonder what he's
dreaming.
And how
happy were you and Duran?
It's two nights in.
Who pitched that idea?
He said, tell Gabby to make my bed. Because yesterday she moved his mattress back to his room. And then we moved it back last night.
Okay.
And he's like, just tell her to make my bed in your room. Like, leave it in there.
Okay.
It's cute. So this is the... I pitched it because these contractors that I have at my house cut my alarm wire.
Yeah.
By accident.
Uh-huh.
So at first it was just like one panel that was out and I was like, no big deal. And then they tried to reconnect it and shorted out like the entire brain of my alarm. And it's going to be like a week before the alarm company has to come and like fully, like, I don't even know what they have to do. And so it was weird. The night before that happened, I had this really crazy home invasion nightmare.
Oh, lovely.
Like, very vivid. You know how, like, oftentimes you'll have a dream and you're like, oh, it was like you were there, but I don't really know where I was. It wasn't a place I had seen. It was like a very, like, vivid, like, home invasion. Like it was my room. It was my, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, it wasn't abstract at all. And I remember, like, in the dream being like, oh, well, I've had all these people working at my house. And, you know, it's like, you don't know all these, like, third-party people that are coming to do random stuff at your house, and then my alarm wire gets cut that next day. So I felt like I felt like I was having like a premonition. I was like, mm-hmm. Duran, I cannot sleep here without the alarm. And he's like, well,
you turn the alarm on every night?
Yeah. And he goes, there's nights you sleep here without the alarm on. And I go, I know, but this is just too weird. I was like crying. So then he called like Kylie Jenner's like security guy, who was like, I can have somebody there in an hour.
What?
75 an hour for 10-hour minimum or something. And he was like, do you want me to have the security guy there? And I was like, ugh, I do, but like, I don't want to spend the money. I mean, we're already like literally bleeding money with this whole thing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Because I have an escape plan in my head.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can kind of get out the side.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, parking the Wagoneer out front, taking the car keys into the room, everybody's sleeping in our room. I brought both twin mattresses into my room. Luca slept on one. Ezra slept on the other. Dom slept in our bed in the middle. But then he was like, ooh, I would like to sleep on my bed in here. And I was like, well, tonight you're not, because we're all sleeping in here. All the dogs, all the kids locked the door, had the keys to the car. I had my whole escape route planned in case something happened.
You are 10 kinds of crazy.
I know. But how crazy or how ridiculous would you feel if that actually happened? If I had a premonition and it happened and I didn't do anything about it?
Did you check your cameras the next morning?
There were like people around, all around the house.
Could have been.
No, I didn't. But I, you know, I think and the anxiety drawn, comes from being like, if something happened, right?
I won't forgive myself. Yeah.
Also, like with the, I mean, it's just a security panel, but with that, you can press a button and it's immediately calls like the police. But my anxiety comes from being like, I have to collect everybody. I got to get him out of his room. I got to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're all together in the same room, it alleviates some of that. Like,
oh my God, I would sleep like a dream if I had everyone I love.
Do you know
in
what I mean?
Room. Yeah.
So anyway, that is why now Dom wants to sleep on his bed, like in his bed.
Where'd you put the bed?
Well, we put the
in
two at the foot.
TV?
No, at the foot.
Oh.
Both. And but now, obviously, Aziz is back in his room. And so Dom wants to keep his in there. And I'm like, I actually think it's weird. It's weird because I'm so used to him sleeping with me. So I'm still like this. I'm still like all, I'm like, I don't feel like I have any more room.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to sleeping with him in the middle.
Interesting.
Anyway, I think in like the next few weeks, he'll probably be in his own room. So
you're a sleep trainer.
But dude, no joke. Like, that's how I was wigging.
I can't believe Duran just entertains that.
Because I was crying. I'm like, I am not sleeping here if the alarm system isn't working. Not after the dream I had last night. And he's like, where are you going to go? I'm like,
where are you going to go?
I don't know. Like he's like, well, this is cheaper than a hotel, the security guard sitting outside. And then I was like, well, Dom and I are leaving.
You guys can fend for yourself.
I'm so fucked up. But yeah, anyway.
How's Duran
Silver
feeling?
Lining.
Is he better?
The tonsillectomy. It has been. Did I tell you Zadeh? So he went for his check-in 2 days ago.
And he said it was like the worst
He'd ever seen. He said it was the worst he'd ever seen.
Is he?
He's not 100%. I would say he's like
50?
75.
What, does it still hurt?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
He's like, you never realize how much you do with your mouth. Breathing, drinking, talking. It's no joke. But I'm like, this just even more validates the fact that you had to do this. I mean, it was just like really ruining his life. Like, I feel like in a weird way, he was always walking around with some degree of like infection in that localized like tonsil.
Did he take a picture of the tonsils?
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Zadeh?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Should I ask him?
Yeah.
You want to see it?
Hell yeah,
I'll ask.
I want to see
I have his
big,
cell phone
rotten
number.
Tonsil.
You get Zadeh's cell phone when you
have
a
cell
big
phone.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, Gina. I really like him.
I think when I showed him my back, the first outbreak I had, and like all the bruising and like bloody scrapes, he was like freaked out.
What was the bloody scrape from again? From you scratching?
No idea. Scratching.
I felt like, you know, when you were explaining like all your weird symptoms from that, felt like you were like one of the witches from like Roald Dahl's like witches. You know how they like they're like all scratchy and itchy and they're wearing wigs.
it's itching is like a trigger, an anxiety trigger.
Yeah.
Because if I told you, like, do you itch right now?
No, but
you will in a minute.
No, I don't like itching.
See,
I remember I just started itching.
See? You're itchy.
No, but I was trying to remember. I took some supplement. It wasn't collagen. It was the other one. They say that like increases like the volume and like softness of your hair.
Yeah.
Biotin.
Oh, and it.
And I was taking like, you know, pills, like not nothing crazy, not like handfuls of them. And I remember it. I started itching like a week into it, and I didn't think anything of it. And then I was like, why am I itching? And I Googled it, and it was like, because your body doesn't just absorb extra of a lot of things just because you're taking it like, you know, orally. And it was like, if you're getting too much biotin, like your body like can cause like itching and rashing, the whole thing. I was like, okay.
Were you really itchy?
Yeah, pretty itchy.
It's a bitch.
Do you take supplements?
No.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, there's all these extra things you can take, and I feel like there's always going to be some like downside to it. My body like doesn't want extra stuff.
No, but
my body just wants alcohol.
No, right? I started taking the Live Health supplements, and it was like a lot of fish oil.
Oh.
And like the day after, my heart rate for my watch dropped from like 80 beats per minute to like 60.
Is that good?
I have no idea. And
wait, so do you
not
still
to hop
take
around
it?
On sub? No.
Oh.
I should. They gave me such a high dose because of my inflammation markers.
Okay.
This keto is no joke. It's so easy.
How long until you go into ketosis? Like 24 hours?
Oh, I don't think I'm ever going to go into ketosis.
Oh. Well,
wait, how do you go into ketosis?
That's the point of keto.
I know. I haven't done the research.
Oh, my God. You kill me.
What?
Is this your 800 score coming through again?
Yes.
No. So basically, ketosis, if you're really truly like eating keto, you will be in ketosis. I think it's within 24 to 48 hours. And when your body starts just burning fat. But that's the like.
So I wonder what the marker is of like how low do your carbohydrates have to be to go into ketosis? I think that's what keto is. I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
though.
I think it's like very few. I think it's like,
I think it's
like under 20 a day or something.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
I can really avoid carbs. I'm terrified what my cholesterol is, but
I just don't know that I like that for you. We should, when my dad comes back, let me see if this works.
That's actually nice.
When my dad comes back on the show,
yeah.
We'll talk to him about keto. I think it's too extreme for me. I need to like mix it up.
But you know what I've been having a lot of? I just, there you go, steam a lot of broccoli and mix it with like eggs in the morning.
Oh, I love that. Broccoli. You know what else is good on broccoli?
What?
Have you ever tried the
cheese?
Bragg's nutritional yeast?
Ugh.
It's like a cheese. It tastes like a cheese powder. Oh. You would love it.
I would love it.
It tastes like, it's like a Cheeto, I mean, it's like a healthy cheese powder. And it's like actually has like benefits.
I'll try that.
Just tasting good. That is so good on broccoli.
I'm going to buy that today.
It's Bragg's. They make the, have you ever done the vinegar? With the mother?
No.
Apple cider vinegar? Shots of that?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
Does it help? It seems very acidic. I don't know.
What's weird is that it actually will regulates like your stomach acidity. I know it seems super acidic.
It does.
Yeah. And then it like curbs your appetite. There's a lot of benefits to it. So what else? Are there any dreams? I was going to ask you, are there any dreams that you have that recur?
Yeah, all the time.
Over the years that you're like, this dream again?
Yeah, I have a dream.
Where I'm like, why? Like, what do I need to do to not have this dream again?
Well, I just revisit this house that I've never seen.
In your dream?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm in this house. Once every like few months, I'm back in this house. And I'm like, shit, I'm back. And nothing good ever happens there.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Actually, though, I think there is like a place in my dream where I'll be like, in like a dream I've had before where I'm like, oh, this one again? Like, yeah, nothing good happens there.
Nothing good
totally,
happens.
Where you're like, this is a bad place.
Yeah, and I'm always speaking Spanish.
What? Stop it.
I'm just kidding, but wouldn't that be cool?
Oh my God! Whoa.
No, but I'm always
in
this
good.
Right. I'm always in the same house, and nothing good happens. And I know as soon as I drop into my dream and I see the house, I go, "Fuck, here we are."
Mine's
again.
Not like a house specifically, but it's like definitely a place with like rooms. But that's not the dream that I'm talking about now. The other dream that I have is like I'm in college, but I'm like, and I'm supposed to be graduating, but there's like a math class that I just decided to not go to for the last year, and I'm just hoping no one notices that I like never went to that math class and like don't have the, I'm like, did I, am I still getting credit for that? Like,
yeah.
And then when I try to go to it, I don't actually know where it is. Like, I don't know where the room is.
Well, that doesn't seem like a scary dream.
It's not scary as much as it is just like really
stressful.
Like stressful and like frustrating because I feel powerless where I'm like and then I'm like, why would I not go to this class? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, it's not worth it. How am I going to make it up? How am I going to like fix this? How am I going to graduate? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's not scary. It's just like annoying.
Yeah, it's more annoying.
And then I'm like, I'm a loser. I'm not graduating. You know, that kind of thing.
Here we are again.
It's just all the same, you know, recurring like insecurities and like fears. I don't know. But it's that same. It's always the math class. It's always like
that's
I don't,
weird.
Yeah, I just decided that? Not to go. Like I remember being like, oh, I just like I skip that every week, and then it comes like down to the wire, and I'm like,
you should
I need
Google
to go,
it.
But I don't know where the room is.
When I was in college, I had a dream I lost all my fingers on a cruise ship, and a couple teeth too, and it was so traumatizing that I was like, I need to know what this is about.
Control.
I don't remember, but I bought a dream book.
Yeah.
Because I was holding on. It was like rough seas, and I was holding on to either edge of like a
and then
hallway.
Your fingers got severed?
And then it was like a sliding door, and it's just like, so all I had were like nubs and two thumbs, and I was like, no.
Oh, both hands?
Both hands.
Lord.
Lost all my fingers.
I've lost teeth in dreams before. That's a really freaky feeling.
Yeah.
teeth are really, like, yeah, like when you lose teeth, like, it's a control thing from what I've read.
And hair, I've lost a lot of
hair. I would love a new, but I would love a new dream book, but I don't actually remember them all. Like, I feel like I don't get to really remember the good ones. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been sleeping good, and I had that dream last week, which I wrote down because I was like, I got to ask Cottie if there's a dream that she continually has.
Can I hit you with a would you rather?
Fuck yeah. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Would you rather be an extra in an Oscar-winning movie or a lead in a box office bomb?
A lead in a box office bomb.
Would you rather spend a year at war or a year in prison?
This was like your coma one. prison? Safer?
Ooh, this is a good one. Would you rather be rich with no friends or poor and popular? Eek.
Eek. Ooh.
Both sound pretty dismal. Sophie's choice.
Probably rich and no friends, but like, does that mean that, but does that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm a horrible person or mean. I just am a recluse.
What if it was only you, though?
And, like, no husband? Like, what do you mean? Like, I never get to see anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess, I mean, if it means no human contact, then I guess I'd be poor and popular.
Okay, here's a good one. Would you rather give up the internet or showering for 1 month? Internet for 1 month or showering?
Internet.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
I sort of feel like it would be, like, kind of fun. Has Mike started listening to our podcast yet?
I don't know. His mom has listened to every episode.
Aww.
She loves it.
She does?
She's like, you two have such great chemistry.
That's so cute. What about your parents? Have they listened?
No.
They don't listen to...
People don't support me.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding. No, they haven't.
But they don't, like, do they, like...
I don't know if they would know where to find a podcast,
and also, like, it's not like they're listening to your brothers and not yours or something.
It's weird now.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I never really anticipated my dad listening to all of them. But my
mom...
Does
your mom listen?
And also, my sister does so many things. Like, she does... Yeah. She's, like, on so many shows and so many, like, I mean, like, TV, podcasts, like, books, and she posts so much on Instagram that I'm, like, I can't possibly... Like, I wasn't, anticipating my parents, like, even following this because I'm like, it's just another thing. But they both are listening.
That's amazing.
It's cute. Yeah, they like it.
I have a lot of friends at work listening.
Yeah?
Yeah, which is nice.
I listen. I like listening to it back. It's fun watching it as a third party. Oh, so Ted started kindergarten. Does he like
it?
He
loves it.
He's happy?
Loves it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But he's, like, too cool for school.
Yeah.
Like, I went to go drop him off today, and I'm going back and forth of going, do I just drop him or do I walk him in?
Oh, I like this question, actually. So where are you at on that?
So day one, I went in with him, Mike, and I went in.
Uh-huh.
Day two, mm-hmm. I went in, but I was, like, in, like, not really appropriate clothing. I'm wearing a hat. Like, I was,
booty
I was
shorts.
Just going, I was, you know, I was planning on just dropping and running.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, are you joining us for chapel? And I was like, oh. And Ted's like, you've got to join for chapel.
And, like, I feel like kinder, parents more than any, like, they, like, congregate and, like, kind of all chat.
So I went to chapel. And then yesterday or today, I was like, Ted, I think I'm going to try dropping you. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay.
Like, you drive. Is parking hard if you were to park?
No.
Okay.
But you drive, and it's really cool. It's like a drive-through where they just grab the kid and take him.
For just drop, like, carpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're going to... drop him, and he was like hesitating, and I looked and I go, do you want me to go in with you? He's like, yeah. I go, okay. So I parked the car,
mm-hmm.
and then he's getting out of the car. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm taking you to class.
Yeah.
He's like, I told you I didn't want you to do this. And I'm like,
he wanted to go in without you?
Yeah. He's like, just grab a teacher to take me in. And I'm like,
well, that's actually cool. But you take him in?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a sign that he's like
adjusting.
Yeah. But he went to camp there, right? So he's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this. So, okay, at Oakwood, they used to do circle time for kinders every morning. So the parent
they do that.
Would every morning or just on Fridays?
Every morning. Oh, not for parents, for the kids.
No, for parents.
Oh.
So all my nephews had to sit in kinder every morning for 10 or 15 minutes. The parents would do a circle time with the kids. And it seemed like excessive, but I actually loved doing it with Luca. I loved it. And it wasn't always convenient, whatever. Then COVID whatever. Then they changed it to only on Fridays. And it was weird. That almost seemed less convenient than doing it every day. But anyways.
I can't commit to every day.
You really get to know the families. Like, I think
it,
there was
nice.
A real... I'm so bonded with Luca's class, I think, because of that.
Yeah.
In a way that I will never be bonded with the other classes. But so my older boys don't want me to walk them in. But Dom, you know, he's in first grade. He's totally fine. But today... Duran was gone, and he drops them off often, but I was dropping them off, and I'm trying to turn over a new leaf and have them be, like, a little bit early. Usually I'll be, like, to the minute. But so far they've been on time and early.
They have a bell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were, like, still going to be on time, but I was, like, I wanted them to be early, and if I parked, they probably would have been, like, you know, 2 minutes before the bell, and if I didn't park, they would have been, like, 10 minutes before the bell. And so then Dom got out this morning, and it was fine.
Yeah.
Luca walked in, like, and I drove away, and I was just like, oh my God. I was like, I feel so bad. Like, I don't know why. Like, I had this weird, like, it's, like, so nice to drop them off, but then the minute they're gone, you're like, it's, I don't know. I was hit with this, like, I should have just parked and gone in with him.
I know. Wait, wasn't his first
no,
day.
No, and he's fine, and it's good for them. I think it's really good, for them to go in and do that alone, and I think it's cool to walk them in, too. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I feel, like guilty.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
Yeah, there's so much they need to do when they get there, too, that I go, he's not going to know. Like, you walk in, you take the water out of your bag, you put it in this special container.
You hang
then
up
you
the
go,
backpack.
You hang up the backpack.
Yeah. Yeah.
You put on your name tag for first week. And I'm like, Ted just walks in, like you know, dragging his knuckles, like, meh.
Does he like his uniform?
Yeah, he's pretty. He's cute in his uniform.
I kind of love the idea of a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had one.
It's bomb.
For just, like, daily life.
I wish I could wear scrubs every day.
Scrubs?
I would crush scrubs. What? A nice fresh set of figs.
Figs? I was just thinking that.
So comfortable.
Ew.
Just a fresh shower and
Stop.
Figs. Forget it.
Stop.
Yeah.
I'm not going down that road with you. That's weird. I want to be like a Catholic schoolgirl with like a plaid little pleated skirt and like knee highs.
I went to Catholic school. We wore the Georgia State Penitentiary.
What?
Yeah.
What's that?
It was like a dress that came with a belt. It was really quite awful.
Why do you call it that?
What?
Georgia State Penitentiary?
It was the old Georgia Penitentiary costume. Not costume, uniform.
Wait, what? Who told you that?
I don't know. That was the rumor.
In Florida?
I never really dug into the facts. I'm like, they were eating cotton balls.
Yeah.
We were wearing prison garb.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I heard. I just take everything
speaking of which, are your parents okay in Florida?
Yeah.
Like
they have a generator.
Okay.
They have hurricane proof windows, bulletproof windows, hurricane proof. I mean, they are.
But this hurricane.
They love riding through a hurricane.
It's like going past like above
it's done.
Tampa or something.
It hit like Sunday at 3 in the morning
or
Monday at
3
in the morning.
And I was watching that. I was like, oh my God.
No, it was like a little sprinkle for them in Tampa. They got like 4 inches of rain.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Who should we have on next week?
Good question. Jenny's going to come on at the end of the month or end of September.
Let's have a nutritionist one year or one day.
Okay. I feel like that would be easy.
I don't know anyone. I would love to have a nutritionist on.
That's easy.
I could offer
what are you
a
gonna
Slim
ask them
Jim.
About your ketosis?
Everything.
We can do that. What else? Who else is on our hit list?
That's it.
Woo. No, I was actually thinking of
I'd love a marriage therapist to come on.
Yeah.
A marriage counselor.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
I know. It just might get like too like serious for my taste.
We'll keep it fluffy.
Yeah. Fluff it up.
Yeah.
All right. I love you. Don't worry about it. I'm going to come up with a lot of good potential interviews for us, but I love just being alone with you.